This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Sharmila Gunnison and Lim Su Ann. In the studio, we have two stories for you today.
First up, environmental activist Greta Thunberg has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. And at the age of 16, she's also the youngest person to be accorded this honor. So we discuss the announcement and what it says about the times we live in. So Greta is, of course, the 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist who has really shot to global prominence in the last 1 year.
That's right.
She's also the youngest person to ever have been named for this honor.
So here's a clip of the announcement that was made yesterday on the Today Show by Time Magazine's editor-in-chief, Edward Felsenthal.
Yes. It's Greta Thunberg. She became the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet this year, coming from essentially nowhere to lead a worldwide movement. And she also represents a broader generational shift in the culture that we're seeing from the campuses of Hong Kong to the protests in Chile to Parkland, Florida, where the students marched against gun violence, where young people are demanding change and urgently. She embodies youth activism, youngest person ever to be Person of the Year. I think what she has done is, I mean, her rise in influence has been really extraordinary. She was a solo protester with a hand-painted sign 14 months ago. She's now led millions of people around the world, 150 countries, to act on behalf of the planet. And she's taken this issue, been really the key driver this year, taking this issue from backstage to center.
So when people asked Greta for her reaction, she said that she was surprised and honored, but added that others in the Global Fridays for Future movement that she helped inspire deserve to share that accolade that she received.
Mm. So a bit of background, the Time Person of the Year is an annual issue of the Times News magazine that profiles a particular person or a group, idea, or even an object that, for better or for worse, has done the most to influence the events of the year. And this was a tradition that began back in 1927.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear, while Time runs an online poll to see who people would like to see as Person of the Year, the actual winner is selected purely by the magazine's editors.
Mm. And as far as visibility and prominence goes, Greta certainly has been in the limelight. And many would say deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
She first caught the public eye in 2018 when she skipped lessons at school to stand outside the Swedish parliament and protested her government's lack of action on the climate crisis that faces the whole world, really.
Mm-hmm.
And this eventually led to other students organizing similar protests. And this then really just swelled into the school climate strike movement around the world under the name Fridays for Future.
Right.
And after Greta addressed the 2018 UN Climate Change Conference, student strikes took place every week somewhere around the world. Mm. And it's estimated that more than 20,000 students in 270 cities have held strikes.
Mm.
So Greta expanded her efforts. She's traveled to strikes in Europe. And this is all done by train to reduce her carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And this included the Extinction Rebellion protests in London.
And she later went to speak at the UN Climate Conference in New York in September on a zero emissions boat in a journey that lasted 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And much reported on as well.
That's right, famously. So, yeah. And, you know, she, of course, received a lot of criticism from her detractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've discussed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the week of her arrival, over 4 million people around the world took part in climate strikes around the world, which shows the scale of her influence.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this year, she was even nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, although she didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, she's currently in Madrid for COP25, the UN Climate Change Conference.
So let's revisit some key moments where Greta and, you know, her thoughts and her message really went viral. So here's one of the earlier clips, you know, from a TEDx talk that she gave in Stockholm last year.
What we do or don't do right now will affect my entire life and the lives of my children and grandchildren. What we do or don't do right now, me and my generation can't undo in the future. So when school started in August this year, I decided that this was enough. I sat myself down on the ground outside the Swedish parliament. I school striked for the climate. Some people say that I should be in school instead. Some people say that I should study to become a climate scientist so that I can solve the climate crisis. But the climate crisis has already been solved. We already have all the facts and solutions. All we have to do is to wake up and change. Some people say that Sweden is just a small country and that it doesn't matter what we do. But I think that if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school for a few weeks, imagine what we could all do together if we wanted to.
And then, of course, there was that iconic, impassioned speech at the UN Climate Conference in New York this year.
Mm. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
And finally, this is from COP25 in Madrid just yesterday.
Our leaders are not behaving as if we were in an emergency. In an emergency, you change your behavior. If there's a child standing in the middle of the road and cars are coming at full speed, you don't look away because it's too uncomfortable. You immediately run out and rescue that child. In just 3 weeks, we will enter a new decade. A decade that will define our future. Right now, we are desperate for any sign of hope. Well, I'm telling you, there is hope. I have seen it. But it does not come from the governments or corporations. It comes from the people. The people who have been unaware but are now starting to wake up. And once we become aware, we change. People can change. People are ready for change. And that is the hope, because we have democracy. And democracy is happening all the time, not just on election day, but every second and every hour. It is public opinion that runs the free world. In fact, every great change throughout history has come from the people.
So Greta isn't without her detractors, though, particularly from conservative voices around the world.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's really no shortage of online critics, as you mentioned earlier, Xiaowik, from people who are climate change deniers, yeah, to those who call her hypocritical, mm-hmm, to those who call her spoilt or entitled, or say that she really should just be in school instead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even world leaders have spoken out against her, against a 16-year-old girl, come on.
Right.
And this includes people like US President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. Quite a trio of heroes there.
It really is. Yeah. And we also have a WhatsApp that just came in who's not very fond of Greta either. So Vin said that Greta is a child made to read propaganda scripts by abusive adult parents.
Oh. So yes, that's kind of reflective of some of the criticism that she gets.
It is. But we do have a happier WhatsApp message to read out. So Maggie says that, congrats Greta, poor Donald, I wonder what he thinks of this peachy accolade.
Yeah, the thing is, you can say as much as you want about whether she's being made to be a puppet and all that, but look at her influence. Mm-hmm. You can't
deny her influence. Literally, she was the only person striking from school. And look what a wave, a literal wave of change she's inspired.
So while I was sort of preparing myself for this discussion today, it only then just struck me how quickly this thing has swelled, right? Last year, August, was when she was that sole student standing outside. Mm-hmm. And now within a year, she's speaking at the UN conferences.
Right.
She's leading, you know, millions of people who are all talking about climate change. I mean, how is that not impressive?
And she's put certain world leaders on the defense.
Yes.
And you know you've made an impact when they are targeting you.
So, which brings us back to something that I have been wondering, though. Is she Time Person of the Year material? Like, do you think that was a worthy selection?
I think so, because like we've already said, because of what she's inspired other young people to do, but also because of the issue that she's championing. And it gives credence to the importance of addressing climate change, mm-hmm. the fact that her efforts are being recognized at that level.
And you just want to add more to that that need for world governments, world leaders to react on this. And it just also highlights the fact that young people, people like Greta, are the ones who are leading change.
So I think it is notable also to compare her selection against the rest of the shortlist, because usually there is always a shortlist for the person of the year. And it's a great way to see how the people on this list kind of capture the zeitgeist, right? So just to recap, other than Greta, the shortlist included Donald Trump, who was actually Person of the Year in 2016.
Yeah. Right.
The whistleblower, and that refers to the as yet unknown whistleblower who leaked the information on Donald Trump's supposed collusion with the Russians, which is what he's now being under investigation for.
That has sort of sparked the impeachment inquiries.
Yes, yeah. And then Nancy Pelosi, who is also kind of spearheading this, this investigation. Mm-hmm. And she's also, of course, the head of the Democrats. And finally, the Hong Kong protesters. So I thought that was an interesting one on the shortlist, and kind of reflects what you were talking about, because it's mostly a youth-led movement as
it
well.
It is, yeah.
And personally for me, you know, great props to Greta. I would have liked to see the Hong Kong protesters end up being Person of the Year.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. You know, I think it's also maybe it's a slight bias of being in this part of the world,
right,
as well.
Yeah.
But also just whether you support them or not, they've certainly consistently been in the headlines, and sort of that tenacity holding on to this ideal, and against almost insurmountable odds, it seems like.
Yeah. And definitely, I agree with you. I would. I did want to see the Hong Kong protesters win this. Just looking at how they've held on through these past few months, and they're still fighting for what they believe is what they want. But we do have a WhatsApp comment from Kamini saying that Greta was an easy individualistic choice. My vote was for the Hong Kong protesters.
So I think easy in a way, I agree. Again, not because it's not deserved. I almost feel like Greta was the safer choice. Perhaps something like the Hong Kong protests don't resonate with people in America, which is where primarily this magazine is based.
And also you have to think about the political, grey areas that the US publication may be trying to tread.
And also with Trump or Nancy Pelosi or the whistleblower, they all run that same risk of almost being seen as partisan in some ways.
Yes.
Greta, while climate change can be a hot button issue, is sort of almost a folk hero kind of person that most people can rally behind, I think.
And of course, we do acknowledge that Time Magazine is primarily an American publication, and that does reflect in their choices and their shortlist. But you're right. I can see value in including the Hong Kong protesters, or even giving them that recognition that they're... there are other issues beyond the shores of the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have another WhatsApp message that just came in saying that choosing Trump would be a better choice.
Well, interesting. Well, he has already been Person of the Year. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, and I understand there have been several people who have been Person of the Year a couple of times. I think Barack Obama was nominated twice.
And I suspect that next year being his election year, we'll hear a lot of buzz about him. For better or worse, I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah. And for the first time, actually, instead of having just Person of the Year and the runners-up, so Time also announced winners under separate categories as well. So we have, for example, Entertainer of the Year, who's Lizzo, Athlete of the Year, who is not a single athlete, but it's the whole U.S. soccer team.
The women's soccer team.
Yes. And so Business Person of the Year is the Disney CEO, Bob Iger. Okay, yeah. My bad.
Well, we don't normally see him. We see the movies he's created.
That is true. And also, Guardians of the Year are public servants.
That's an interesting choice, isn't it? Guardians of the Year. And this is Time taking on from the precedent that was set last year where the Guardians were named... I think
the Guardians, so the Guardians referring to media, people like Jamal Khashoggi and the Burmese journalists that were detained.
And they were actually Times Person of the Year.
Yes, but they were called the Guardians. Mm. And so now I think they've made that into their own category.
Mm. And just to clarify, public servants in this Guardians of the Year category this year refers to the American public servants. Mm-hmm. But we also talked about how there's an online poll as well. So this year's Person of the Year poll online went in a rather different direction. So it actually attracted 27 million votes. Mm. And the highest number, which is 30% of the votes, reflects what you feel, Shamila. It went to the Hong Kong protesters.
Right.
And in second place, with 4.5% of the votes only, was climate strikers. While in third place, with another 4.5% of the votes, is Keanu Reeves.
I like that.
No, I cannot see how this is justified.
He wasn't even in the shortlist.
No, but I feel like, so do you remember someone started a change.org petition last year to make him Time Person of the Year? Mm-hmm. I wonder whether this is a result of that. I mean, third place out of 27 million votes.
But, you know, what's the justification? Anyone could be Person of the Year.
Well, if you go by the person that most people were talking about, perhaps he could.
It does make sense in a way.
Yep, but what has he done?
Make people happy.
Well, that's all the time we have for this story. As interesting as it has been, you know, you can still send in your thoughts who you think should have been Time Person of the Year, whether you think Keanu Reeves deserves his spot in the online poll. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Stay tuned for our second story after the break. For now, here's Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, I Won't Back Down, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.